Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is Monday, November 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are so excited for you to be part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. No video links, no long stories, just your comments about the discussion, what we're talking about. Greatly appreciate that. The text line is 231-360-5140. This segment brought to you by a new sponsor that we vetted and they're bringing into the show, Mark and Brandy Kraft. They are beef farmers right here in Antrim County. Great people, homeschooling their 5 kids, feeding them all the food that they raise on their farm. The chickens, the eggs, the beef, absolutely love, love, love their chickens, their beef, their beef sticks. Vicki and I grilled some steaks last night. Unbelievable difference in this beef is because it's range grass-fed black Angus, red Angus beef from Montana, right here in Antrim County. If you're interested and you would like to be able to get a hold of Mark and get an order placed, text me beef. Just text me beef. He's taking orders right now for January delivery, right after the first of the year. The interesting thing I learned about this beef in talking with Mark He said grain finished beef, corn fed, things like that. Usually the animals are fully matured, ready to go for processing in about a year and a half to 2 years from the time the cow is born until it's ready for slaughter. Range grass-fed beef takes up to 3 years. So the gestation period is much longer to get a range grass-fed cow big enough, large enough for the quarters. They range from 125 pounds to 150 pounds. The halves are 250 to 300. Now it's a little bit more because this is grass-fed. The animals take longer to feed, therefore the cost to raise them is more, but it's very affordable compared to the stores. And my God, this is the best tasting beef, honestly, we've ever had. So give me a text message, beef, and I will send you Mark Kraft's phone number. He's right here in the Mancelona area of Antrim County. Really close to Shaney Creek Resort. His phone number is 810, they used to live downstate, 246-0243. 810-246-0243. But we are so happy to have him as a new sponsor. We vetted him, we taste the product. It is phenomenal. Best tasting beef ever. Range, these cows do not come in at night. They are out there in the range, eating the grass, eating things that they need to eat. No fertilizers in any way, shape, or form. Text me beef and I'll get you the information. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some.
Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I got six text messages for Beef during the break. You guys need to get a hold of Mark as soon as possible because he is creating a list. He'll explain it all to you, the entire process. He will take your deposit, put you on the list, give you a animal that he is going to be putting up for processing. They will be delivered in January. He's reaching out to Ebels. He's got another USDA processor down in, I believe he said, Kingsley or Buckley in Grand Traverse County. He lives on M88 in Mansalona, just actually west of town as you head into Custer Township, very close to Shanty Creek Resort. So if you know where that is, if you're within a 25-mile radius, he'll meet you and deliver the beef directly to you. You can make a location within 25 miles of Shanty Creek Resort, and he will hook up with you and deliver you your beef. Unbelievable. I can tell you what a difference between range, grain-fed, excuse me, grass-fed, not grain-fed, Randy, grass. This is all natural beef. I don't know how else to describe it other than I can't imagine how else you could get more organic than this. Grass-fed. I got to stop saying grain. It is not grain. There are no grains. There's no corn. There's no barley, wheat, alfalfa, none of that. This is grass-fed, range, roaming beef. Unbelievable. So you guys, six of you are already asking for his number. I'm not really sure yet. We haven't talked about how many head he's actually taking for processing in January, but you definitely need to get a hold of him. Just text me Beef and I'll send you the information. Well, third day of deer season. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today, actually technically the fourth day. We talked about it with Tristan Cole. I heard from many of you not only taking his advice, people are buying more doe tags. People are getting out there and going to harvest more does. But I got a couple of people that said, hey, I want an insurance quote from Tristan. So let's get a hold of him as well. Text me TC for Tristan Cole. I'll send you his contact information as well. One of the things that I'm looking at, why? Because Lansing is shut down. Lansing is a ghost town. Nobody is there. They are gone. They're out deer hunting. A week from this Thursday will be Thanksgiving. The Lions will be hosting the Bears on Thanksgiving Day. Going to be an absolutely fantastic Thanksgiving Day. We're going to have a Thanksgiving Day show for you. I'm taking the day off. We're going to be spending it with family. We're excited. But one of the things that's happening at record speed
is Donald Trump's appointment of his cabinet. You see, the first time Donald Trump served as president number 45, sworn in office January 20th of 2017, he didn't have his cabinet lined up. He did not have his selections for all of these inner circle cabinet members. As a result, he got sworn in, went into the Oval Office, and he didn't even have a cabinet. Nothing prepared, nothing lined up, nothing approved. Last night I was watching the news throughout the weekend. I was prepping for today's show because obviously nothing basically happening in Lansing. Senator Brasso, I believe he's a elderly senator from Wyoming, said that Donald Trump is putting forward candidates at record speed. And with the Republican majority that gets sworn in prior to January 20th, you have to understand the Senate is now controlled by the Republicans. 53 votes in the U.S. Senate. They are in the majority. John Thune will be the new Senate Majority Leader. He beat out Cornyn and Rick Scott from Florida. He's basically, I believe, a puppet clone of Mitch McConnell, unfortunately. But very strong, good relationship with Donald Trump. Brasso said over the weekend on Meet the Press, yeah, I know, you guys don't watch it. I watched it for you, so you didn't have to suffer through it. He said that the U.S. Senate is going to be prepared and or have Donald Trump's cabinet appointments already approved, already through the process of consent from the U.S. Senate on his cabinet choices, so that when Donald Trump is sworn in on day one, on January 20th of 2025, he's going to have his cabinet. He's going to have his inner circle already put together. Well, a little inside scoop, and this hasn't been finalized yet, but negotiations are going on right now as we speak. Yesterday morning, Sundays, I produced church from 11 to noon right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio stations, WCHY.us, the two phone apps, TuneIn and Simple Radio. Produced church from 11 to noon, Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church from 11 to noon. Got up, made a fresh pot of coffee, was looking at some news, looking at some things that I wanted to send out. And I get a text message from Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And she's like, oh my God, Trucker, my head is spinning. If you got a second, give me a call. Now I'm looking at the clock, and it's like 9:20, and I know she goes to church on Sundays. So I'm thinking, well, maybe she's not feeling good. She's at home today. She's not going to church. I'll give her a quick call. I called Dr. Sherry, and she's whispering because she's in church. Church hasn't started. She goes, Trucker, I never answer my phone. And I thought she was talking about me calling her while she's in church. She said, I never answer my phone. I said, okay, well, what did your text mean? Your head is spinning. She said, I'm in church. I'm here early. I'm by myself. I'm praying. I'm asking for God's divine providence and direction. And what am I supposed to do with my life? She ran for the U.S. Senate. She lost in the primary. Mike Rogers was the candidate. As we told everybody, he wasn't going to win. He cannot beat Elisa Slotkin. He lost. He's back to Florida. Sherry got a phone call on her phone, she looks down and she sees a Washington, D.C. area code, 202. She answered the phone. It was Donald Trump's team calling to ask her if she'd be interested in working with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who Trump has tagged, announced he is going to be in charge of health and human services. I'm getting choked up even trying to describe this conversation. The health secretary, health and human services secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wants to know if Dr. Sherry O'Donnell would be interested in working with him. She's like, well, I got to think about it. I've got my practice. I got my patients. I've got all my things that I do here. I'm honored. I'd love to consider it and think about it. You know, what position are you thinking you would need me for? Offered her basically two different positions, one having to do with policy, another doing with standby, on the ground, disaster relief. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of the things you have to understand, this is obviously in the beginning stages. This isn't a done deal, but she says that the recruiter that was calling her said that there was two different positions, strategic planning and policy, or director of incident command and control. In the text, she said to me, because of my disaster experience, the incident command and control position probably would be the one I would be most interested in. She says in the text to me, I'm not a pencil pusher. No, she's a doer. Incident command and control. We have a situation where there's a hurricane or tornadoes. With her experience and background in triage and going in and taking care of people as a doctor, she's a perfect person. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, the health secretary works hand in hand with FEMA. Remember how badly Biden's FEMA people handled Helene, the hurricane down in North Carolina, where Dr. Sherry actually went down there, was flown in, set up medical triage units to take care of people that couldn't even get into the hospital? Well, this would be, I think, from the way she described it, the perfect God's plan for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. After she lost the run for the Senate, she didn't know anything about what God had in plan for her. Well, now it looks like she will be the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Incident Command and Control. Folks, we need to pray for her. We need to pray for Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and all of Donald Trump's appointments that are going to be going before the U.S. Senate for advice and consent. Per the Constitution, that is the process. He puts up the candidates. They make their rounds talking to the U.S. senators. They go before the panel in the hearing. They answer the questions. And then the Senate approves. Advise and consent.